Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Blog Talk Radio. This is the first time I've ever met you. Two of you that I learned this morning for two of you. I love the shape and love of phone and the top of the podcast. In other words, get you to with these riches, lessons, this is the first time I've ever met you. Two of you that I learned this morning for this morning. We are grateful. I want to apologize for being late, man. That was an hilarious. We are here to declare words of life urge for the last moment. Amen. To the hearts of the people of money. All praise. Again, we are thankful and grateful for the Lord for every one of you. I'm live in the chat room, I'm from archives on the podcast. May the Lord be just blessed for every one of you. And I'll continue in prayer. If you read the Bible, please return me to the book as recorded, 2 Thessalonians. One of my hosts, we say, we believe. Luke chapter 18 reads, and he spake a parable unto them, he speaking of Jesus, I'll say, that men are always pray and not the same thing. They was in a city, Jews, they feared not God, neither God man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me, of mine adversary. And he was not for a while, but after what he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because his widow troubles me, I will avenge her. This by her continue will come, and she will weary me. And the Lord said, here is what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he were alone. I tell you that he will avenge them still, and nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Very profound. He says that we ought to all But I'm reminded of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Amen. Around there, 6 or 7 verses, it states that God troubleth those who troubleth you. And it says again, God troubles those who troubles you. In other words, it's a great temptation, great recompense. Oh Lord, the trouble them who trouble you. And I'm reminded of Exodus, amen, in the text of Exodus, where the children of Israel were white and bigger than but Pharaoh in his wickedness, which was a shadow of the type of Satan. Amen. Wants to keep us in bondage. But God declared a word and said, let my people go. See, when God speak a word over you, it's spoken itself. It is done. It is no demon in hell can stop you. Not even you can stop you from receiving the blessing and the word that was decreed over you by God. Ain't you? What did God decree over you? Well, let's take a look back at Genesis chapter 1, around that 26 verse. He let us create man in our image and after our likeness. And then he blessed him. For number one, the Lord spoke blessed over you. You were blessed before your parents even said you were blessed. You are, maybe perhaps your parents never have said it. And you blessed. Maybe perhaps your parents have never said anything positive or that's okay. Your parents, your parents, the one who made your parents, who made the womb and put you in the womb, brought you forth for the Lord, have kept you. He said you are blessed. I don't care what Satan say, I don't care the lies that he has painted, I don't care if I'm grandmama, granddaddy, aunt, uncle, you are blessed. Because God put you here and he laid his hands on you. Look at it in the Greek. It's come from the word that means to lay hands upon. He imparted upon you that you are blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I am blessed. What it looks like, feel like, taste like, feel like, I'm blessed. Whew, glory. Let's shout it. I'm blessed. That's why I say that. And how do your ears when you do that? Because you are blessed and anointed of God. Lord has put a word down in your belly. He has put a word that's going to save millions. He has put a fire down in you that's going to destroy the kingdom of darkness even more. He has put a fire down in you. He has put an unction down in your belly. He put an unction down in your soul. He put a fire and an unction down in your pulmon. He put a fire down in you that no man, no demon, no witch, no wizard, no warlock, no human angels or Satan can ever quench. Shut up. If you were not a threat to the kingdom of darkness, Satan will be hounding you. And so that means when God had decreed a word, Job was an attack. Because God had decreed a word over him. Oh, that word. And you drive my servant Job. He's highly favored. And come to find out that old slithering devil had tried to, but he couldn't get no further. And he said he would be the head of protection. I'll make him curse you to your face. So a lot of times we're in trials and storms because God decreed a word over us. And Satan, that word, Satan hates our God. So let Satan want to use our ignorance of not knowing would have been positively decreed over us. He wants us to believe and to think that our God is wicked and evil and that he is not for us. That's where he gets the word lobby from. L-O-B-B-Y. Now Satan was lobbying in heaven and he won 2/3 of angels. So he doing it with humans today. But the guy in the text, if it was something very late. We're late, we are. The sons of God, ordained and called and chosen before the foundation of the world. The fight is already fixed. I don't care how heated it is. It is fixed. Somebody say it's fixed. And it's fixed in your favor. Why? Because Jesus Christ of Nazareth came down through 42 generations. And destroyed the very king of adults. Satan has no power. All his power was taken from him by our Lord and Savior. And it was delegated to us by him. What did he say? He said nothing by no means shall harm you. You shall tread over Satan's garments, and nothing by no lies shall harm you. So let the witches and the witches and the wizards and the warlocks beat they say of us. He ain't coming against you, you sealed. He said, those who I have in my hand now with no eyes come out. They are sealed in my hand. We are safe in the master's hand. You know, there's a commercial says you're in good hands with whatever the insurance company. Well, we in better hands than that insurance company because it's human being made. So it's subject to error. But we are in the hands of the true and the living God who decreed and declared that the world would be framed and they're still doing what they were called to do. The sun is still rising and setting on time. The moon is still rising. The dog is still barking, the cat is still meowing. Everything is doing what it's supposed to do, man. We have been anointed and appointed to be blessed, to have dominion, to subdue. We are above only and not beneath. We're blessed in this city and blessed in Abraham, the father of the faith. Was rich in livestock, gold, and in silver. Do you hear me what I say? This being broken, barely making it and not having it, that's a lot from the pit of hell, and I snatch it off each and every one of us tonight, today, whenever the Lord allows you to hear this. I shut down every line which is a warlock that has been conjuring up things. On your life. That word don't grow no more. It's dead and it falls flat to the ground like Sodom and Gomorrah. Only word that flourishes and growing and prospering and manifesting in your life is the word that God has decreed over your life from the beginning that you are blessed. Blessed in the field, blessed in the city, blessed going in, blessed coming out. Whatsoever your hand touches shall prosper. He has sung over you. You are blessed, blessed, blessed out of favor because you serve and you worship the true and the living God. You refuse to bow your knee to anybody but to him. You worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes, he know your weakness. Yes, he know your frailty. Yes, he know you're human. That's why he came. That's all right. We have a high priest who take up the slack. What's his name? Jesus Christ from Nazareth, the beginning, the end, the first and the last. He who has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Rose triumphantly on the third day. Showed himself for 50. Went back to glory and on his way back. That's who we serve. Rabbis, how do we become man, a demon of fear, intimidation, lack, oppression, every witch, widow, warlock, soothsaying, and all they underling and hiding back to the pit of hell, bound and chained in eternal hell. You can't control us. Let my people go. I came and I set them free. Who do you think you are to come put them back in bondage? I speak to their mind, I speak to their spirit, that they will walk in freedom this week. Their blessings will begin to manifest. They will never be in lack. They are the king's kids. from the bar. I loose you from the bonds of fear. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And I bind Satan and his emanations back to the pit of hell. And I loose peace, joy, love, discernment, the spirit, freedom, and the Holy Ghost. You are not ugly. You are not imperfect. He don't have me nothing. He's God all by himself. And when he made you, he made a masterpiece. That's why he broke the mold. You are worthy to be loved. And be loved by who God chose you to have. So lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. And let the King of Glory come in your life and show himself strong. And shut down these wicked devils. And we'll see who has last, man. Now go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords rose triumphantly in your life so that you can be triumphant.